Hi, this is Sam. Today I'm doing a late post. It's already nearly 4 o'clock here, Pacific Standard Time, which means for most people, those of you over there in the Midwest or even on the mountains or on the East Coast, it's much too late to download a podcast for most of you. But unfortunately, I was feeling kind of lazy today. I got out of bed at about 1 o'clock. I drank last night. I had 2 margaritas that were huge and extremely strong. So I was stumbling around, and finally I fell on top of my couch and read a book for a little while and then fell asleep. I was considering not even doing a podcast today, but here I am. I decided that I should never skip a Monday. I could skip a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, maybe even a Friday. Actually, no, I can't skip a Monday or a Friday. Those are going to be my 2 rules. So if ever you can't find a post on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, don't be surprised. I'll try not to skip more than 1 podcast a week. But Mondays and Fridays, there will assuredly be a podcast. Whether it sucks or not, I leave up to your judgment. But yeah, you can at least feel confident about there being something to listen to on those 2 days. There was a mistake I made when I posted my Friday post. Usually there's a little description you can add along with your post, with your cast, and when I received the official posting of my cast, I noticed that the web address to my journal was incorrect. So I would like to correct that now. I guess sometimes the program I use won't allow me to use certain symbols. So the exact address is http://www.greatestjournal.com/tilde, that's the tilted-y looking thing, latte time, also all one word, latteTIME. Once again, that's http://www.greatestjournal.com/tilde-latte-time. And that should take you to my journal. This is for people who want to find out more about me. Sam. BlueCanSam@gmail.com. Alright, let's get into the news story that I have prepared here for you today. It's another Japan story. It's just sheer coincidence that Friday's story and today's story happens to deal with Japan. It's 67 people die in train crash in Japan. Now, this is a little wacky that there have been so many train crashes, not just here in California, but across the entire country here in the US, and now even in Japan. It's like it's crossing boundaries, it's crossing borders. This is a cross-border international problem that we've been having. Apparently what happened was this driver, he was a 23-year-old train driver, and he was speeding to make up time for being slow earlier in the day, probably because he was eating sushi or sashimi or something. I'm not even sure if that stuff is expensive over there in Japan. It sure as hell is expensive over here, though. God damn it. Too bad it's so fucking good, or I wouldn't buy any of it at all. Oh my god, I swore. Anyways, 67 people died in this accident, and they're estimating that more than 67 have died, and 400 some odd people were injured. Here in California, there have been 3 train wrecks, and one of them had to do with a guy who wanted to kill himself. He parked his car in the middle of the tracks. I'm not sure if any of you have seen Courage Under Fire, but there was a scene just like that in the movie, and as we saw in the movie, You know, I mean, it's Hollywood, I know, but in the movie it worked. You know, the train crashes into the car explodes, and the person is no more. He has ceased to be. Unfortunately, the guy who wanted to kill himself changed his mind at the last minute. He saw those headlights rushing towards him, and, you know, he had that deer in headlights feeling that well, deers get. And he decided that, well, shit, I have other things to live for. So he tries to back up his car. It doesn't work, though. And so he decides that he's going to get out of the car and run away. So he runs away, and the train crashes into his car. And the car explodes, just like in the movies. And three people in the train die. And I think it's like over 25, maybe even more people got injured in the accident. So this guy's suicide attempt failed, and three people died. Even if he had succeeded in killing himself, those three people would have died, I'm sure. So four people would have died in this accident, and only one would have mattered. Him. It's kind of strange the way the human psyche works now, isn't it? Because I would feel much better about this crash if he had died. Isn't that sad? I mean, this is something that we have to think about. There's another situation in which I feel a similar sort of emotion. You guys remember this whole thing a month or so ago where this kid takes a gun to school and shoots 9 kids and then he shoots himself? Well, when it was in the news, I was like, why are they even putting this in the news? There's no conflict. There's no story behind it. You know, I mean, the kid shot 9 people and then he shot himself. Where is the end of this? He dies, okay? I mean, the story is already complete. There was a beginning, he walks into the school, there's a middle, he shoots a whole bunch of kids, people, whatever, and there was an end. He shoots himself, okay? So there's no unresolved case. The kid didn't survive, and he wasn't going to be persecuted by anybody. You know, there was no court order, there was no nothing, because there was nothing there. There was nothing to be had. And so I felt disappointed. I was like, wait, there's no story in this. I don't want that. And that's kind of how I feel like this guy who tried to kill himself in California. You know, it's like, why would I feel better that he died? You know, I felt better when this kid died, when this kid shot himself. I was like, oh, problem solved. You know, now the state doesn't have to kill the kid or send him to jail for life. And now with this guy, he didn't get persecuted. There is no court case, but I think there should be. Because even though he intended to kill himself, he didn't. He wound up killing, inadvertently, three other people because of this. Now, there is a story here, and this is something that you can follow, but it was in the news one day, and then out of the news the other. This kid stayed in the news for at least 2 weeks, and they were trying to dig up a story. They were trying to find some connection between him and some other kid, and that this whole situation had been planned. But no, what did they find out? That he was just some poor depressed kid who was misunderstood. How can we avoid death? That's what this all boils down to, because this guy wanted to kill himself and this kid did kill himself. I think we have to start understanding people as a whole. We need to get in their heads and figure out why they're ticking, why they're depressed, what's going on with them. You know, and it's all bad parenting, because the parents aren't getting into their children's head. They aren't figuring out why they're depressed. This guy probably grew up all, you know, feeling like he was alone, and he decided that he was going to get in his car one day and kill lots of people, or kill himself, because his life was going nowhere. He was probably in a dead-end job, probably hadn't gotten laid in a year and a half, and, you know, and what was he going to do? Was he going to drink margaritas on a Sunday night and pass out on the couch while reading a book? No, I mean, that's a constructive thing to do. But, you know, people just don't think that way. Maybe he should have gone to college. They say people who go to college have more critical thinking skills. And so maybe he would have done what I did. Or better yet, maybe he'd go to a bar and actually find some hoochie mama who would want to lay down with him. Now, this concludes the stories for today. I have an email today. How shocking is that? It's from a guy named Michael. Michael says, "Sam, I find your show interesting, entertaining, warped, and moralistic, but I can't find the RSS feed for it. I get your cast via openpodcast.org, but since it's so popular, it usually takes a long time to download your show. So, where can I sign up to receive your RSS feed directly? Thank you, Michael." Well, Mike, unfortunately, I don't have my own personal RSS feed. I know there are a lot of people who do. As I've mentioned before, the Distorted View, Milocast, and Dead Air, the three podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis, have their own have their own RSS feeds. But I've only been doing this for 2 weeks, so I don't have much of an idea of how this works. I mean, I'm sure my cast still sounds fairly amateur because I'm still finding myself, as it were. I'm still fleshing out my cast and trying to figure out exactly what I want to do with it. I think I've developed an angle that I want to take. You know, I mean, it's the angle that I've been doing for a while now, for the past couple of casts. But I'm not sure exactly what I want to do. Once I do, though, I have my friends over there at Dead Air who can tell me how to get their own get my own RSS feed and figure out how to set it up and all that stuff. Another thing is that I'm not exactly computer savvy, so if there's anybody out there who knows how to do this and knows how to make it sound relatively easy, and as long as there isn't a big price attached to it, I would be more than happy to set up my own RSS feed so that you guys can get my show quicker. Something else I think I'm going to start up, which a lot of shows do, but I figured, hey, why not? You know, podcasts normally don't do it, so I'm going to bring radio broadcasting to internet casting, you know, this whole podcasting thing. If you want to email me telling me how, you know, asking me a question, asking for advice on a situation, please send me an email at bluecansam@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to read your email on the cast and also respond to you. I will give you advice. My fiance and I will stew over your situation, and we'll come up with a definitive answer for you, and we'll come back and help you out with your lives. If you want to email me for any other reason, you know, comments on this show, comments about other shows, comments about whatever, again, email me at bluecansam@gmail.com. Thank you.